Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 17th, 2020. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about targeted sanctions.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 1546 regular shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com. And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about European Union sanctions.
The European Union has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, the Zimbabwe Defense Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses.
In a statement, the EU indicated that they have suspended the restrictive measures on Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, Army Commander Valerie Sibanda, former First Lady Grace Mugabe, and her late husband Robert Mugabe. These have been on suspended sanctions since 2014.
The EU says the arms embargo, as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries, do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment, or trade. The EU is urging Zimbabwean authorities to uphold the rule of law and human rights. The regional bloc says it's ready to renew a whole range of its policies at any time when justified, based on developments in the country.
The EU is calling on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population.
Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice. And the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition to an inclusive national dialogue, is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe.
Reacting to the EU's move, Zimbabwe's Foreign Affairs Minister Siphosiso Moyo commended the regional bloc for easing the restrictive measures.
In a statement, Moyo said, quote, "We view this development as an acknowledgement of the progress made in terms of the broad reforms agenda we have set ourselves and to which we are fully committed," end quote.
The West imposed targeted sanctions on the ruling ZANU-PF officials and some companies following allegations of election rigging and human rights abuses. Zulukandaba lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijeneyo lapha ke namhlanje sikhuluma ke ngezijeziso zenotho. Siyabona ke ukuthi i-European Union ithi ke lokhu belezi zijeziso lezi ezifakelwe iZimbabwe Industries bathi vele akusoze kuyekethiswe. Baphinde bethula njalo lokuthi umnumzana kube ngithi uVice President Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya ke ucommander we-army uValerie Sibanda, kuzobuya ke lo Grace Mugabe kanye lomunye uRobert Mugabe, bakulokho okuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So kutsho ukuthi ngakwelinye ilihlo akukakhitshwa izijeziso lezi, kukhanya ngazani ke lokho zi-suspended kunaphana ukuthi nxa ukuthi kungaba le nto ehluphayo bazibisela. Kodwa ke sizeza ukuthi bathini ke abacubungula khonokho okwenzakalayo. So ke bathi ke ngokukhipha khonokho abakwenzileyo kukhanya ngazani akusoze kuthinta abantu ngendlela yo yonke nje, njalo lo mnotho welizwe kawusoze uthundubezwe izijeziso lezi. So sifuna ukuzangani izulu kandaba ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Njalo ke umnumzana Siphosiso Moyo obona ngokudlelana labanye amazwe uthabele kakhulu ukuthi hayi kukhanye ngazani i-EU ilesifiso sokuthi izijeziso lezi zesulwe. Ngakho kuthe-ke hayi ubona ngazani khonokho kulokuphumelela okuthize okwenziwa i-EU. Kunjalo kumavelasi.
Aiwa, kuna wachango vakupinda mshirongwa. Tinoku chingamiza hii pano pachirongwa chedu. Pa Live Talk, pa VOA Facebook page. Ndiyo yeshona nasi tukutadisa isu. Nyaya yezvirango. Yanzi iyo neboka kana utisangano re European Union Paris zvino. Vambo ita ya varu kutiyo suspension. Yevamwe varipa zvirango izvi. Asi, company ye Zimbabwe Defense Forces yanzi. Icharamba iripa. Iripo ipapo yakatemerwa zvirango. Zvaka simbarara chaizvo vachiti ivo. Kana vamwe vachi varikunzi ivo vari vanzi vambo zvirango zvavo zvaitwa suspended vanosanganisira vanhu vana vataurwa mumagwaro vanosanganisira vaConstantino Chiwenga gurukotare zvekurima vaParents Shiri mukuru wemauto vaPhilip Valerio Sibanda pamwe naamai Grace Mugabe vaive mudzimai wevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika muchakabvuva Robert Mugabe vanzi ivo vamboiswa pamasuspension iwaya enyaya dzezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika neEuropean Union asi tiri kuona isu kuti company ye Zimbabwe Defense Forces iri kunzi iyo icharamba iri pazvirango uye zvekwe gore rinouya vanenge vari kuona ivo European Union kuti pane zvichachinja here muZimbabwe vari kuti ivo pane nyaya yekurayiwa kwakaitwa vanhu mushure mesarudzo dzakaitwa munyika uye zvepakawanikwa pachiitwa Mohlante Commission asi vanoti havana kuzoona chakabuda pane zvakataurwa saka ndosaka company iyo ye Zimbabwe Defense Industry yaramba iri pazvirango ngo asi regai timbonzwa kubva kumutauriri wesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vaMavelas Khumalo vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura pamusoro pedano ratorwa neEU iri
tinogamuchira dano ratorwa neEuropean Union rekusiya kambani yezvombo iyo yehurumende yeZimbabwe Defense Industries iri pazvirango zveupfumi tinoona nguva zhinji kambani iyi ndiyo inoshandiswa kuunganidza mari nekuunza zvombo muno munyika tinoona ndo zvombo zviri kushandiswa kutyora kodzero dzevanhu kambani iyi haingarambi ichishandiswa nehurumende kuita mabasa eudzvanyiriri kuti vanhu vasakwanise kunge vachinjoya kodzero dzavo dzakafanana ne the right to assembly the right to association, freedom of speech, nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaMavelas Khumalo vesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Regai tinzwe zvakare kubva kune bato reMDC, vaLuke Tamborinyoka tozonzwa kubva kuzano PF, vachitaurawo pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yezvirango vaMutodi.
Dzimwe nyika dzinokoshesa upenyu hwevanhu saka namunhu hurumende muchidashura nekuponda vanhu venyu zvinonetsa kuti dzimwe nyika dzitambire zvakadaro saka ivo vanhu vezana ava vanoziva zvavanofanira kuita kana vachida kuti vanyatsorespectwa nedzimwe nyika uyezve kuti vadyidzane nedzimwe nyika sezvavari kutaura vari kuti engagement nere-engagement drive
iyoyo inyaya iri muhurumende inyaya iri mukati memaofisi edu ehurumende ticharamba tichiongorora tichikurukurirana zvakare neEU tichionesana mafambiro akaita zvinhu nokuti kune mareports anotaura kuti kune mahooligans aipindira paiita mademonstrations vanga vakabata zvigwagwagwa vanogona kudaro vari vanhu vakashandisa zvigwagwagwa izvozvo kuita zvisiri izvo kupfuura vanhu kuti zvizonzi hurumende ndiyo yazviita at the same time tine zvakabuda mucommission yavamusandi saka zvose izvo tiri kuzviwerengedza pamwe chete tova nedecision yatinechaita sehurumende iri danho rinotorwa nehurumende yamunangagwa kuti tione kuti tingadile sei nevanonenerwa kana kuti nevachange vachibatwa nemhosva yekunge vaita izvo
aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaenergy mutodi vesangano rezano PF uye zvetanzwa kubva kuna vaLuke Tamborinyoka vebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvaitwa neEU nasi Gibbs.
Now let's read exactly what the EU said about these targeted sanctions. So in one of the paragraphs the EU wrote, the EU, quote, the EU has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, Zimbabwe Defense Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses. The restrictive measures against the four individuals are suspended. The arms embargo as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment or trade. They are motivated by the EU's intention to encourage a demonstrable commitment by the Zimbabwean authorities to upholding the rule of law and human rights. So now, end quote. So in a way, these guys are saying the restrictive measures against those four are actually suspended. So, but if you check about what has been happening over the years, since 2014,
mm-hmm.
those restrictive measures have been suspended among these securocrats. So, which means they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions. So, it's a question of suspending them, putting them in a shelf where they can easily dust them and make them live. So, we are yet to get the MTC spokesperson or the presidential spokesperson of the MTC party, that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. And we've got some ZANU-PF activists as well that are coming on board. So, okay, Zulukanda, but siyabona ukuthi EU, lapha iyakhuluma sifile kuzwayo. Ikhuluma ngokuthi ke ama-sanctions lawa ahlala ekhona kuZimbabwe defense industries. Kodwa kulaba abane abaqanjiweyo, abanjengo Vice President uConstantina Chiwenga, kuzobuya Army Commander uValerie Sibanda, kuzobuya ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe lomoyi uRobert Mugabe, kuthiwa ke phansi kwalokho okuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So ke i-EU ayizange iphumele egcekeni, ayijonge ukuthi ama-sanctions lawa asesusiwe. So kulapho ngani babanjwe khona ukuthi abazange bekuzwisise ngemfanelo kumbe abantu bebandla leZANU-PF. Nxa sihlangela ke okwethulwe ngumnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, obona ke ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe, uthe bayakuthakazelela khonokho okwenzakalayo. So uza kubala ke ngesikhiwa ngamafishane. Uthi quote, we maintain that these and other sanctions measures imposed against Zimbabwe are unjustified and outdated, that they actually hinder our reform trajectory, and that all such measures should be removed, especially at a time when government is confronted by the daunting consequences of natural disaster and devastating drought, end quote. So then he continues by saying, quote, we are, of course, grateful for the support and assistance being provided by the EU to bolster government's own efforts to ensure food security for all, end quote. So, okay, lapha, mavela, suyabonga kakhulu ke, umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, ekhuluma ukuthi, hayi, kwenyakazani izijeziso lezi, zingani bezibathwalise nzima. Kodwa ke singazi ukuthi njengoba kungakhanya ukuthi bazisusile kuya ngaphi lokho.
Mhm. Tinona pana Chris Potebe ari kuti kutoteerera zvedu tiri pagokwe kuchipere village ndokutaura kuri kuita vamwe vari pano pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona apo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango uyezve tichiona kuti European Union nhasi yazivisa kuti ichamboita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vana va Constantino Chiwenga, va parents Shiri, na Mai Grace Mugabe na Philip Valerio Sibanda. Asi, vachitaura ivo kuti yatingati yekambani yeZimbabwe defense industry icharamba iri papo pama sanctions European Union. Chrissy Dean Botha Erasmus ari kuti ndakaringa ndiri pagokwe North Nembudzia Nyaurungwe kuward 22 Love Mochi Nengo ari ndifonerei baba Junior Prince Muvamba, I'm watching you. I'm here in Cape Town, Kayalecha. Mike Nyaku Jiranza, I'm watching you. I'm in Pretoria. Kegosi Tedias Mfana Zivakwe, and Tirukuno Kubuskwana Shedu. Augustine Terera, I'm watching you from Johannesburg, Ku Springs. Simon Chinukutira, and I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Terence Naro, I'm Maskara Seko Zinu. Ana Madhuve ne muri yese ye Studio 7 aiwa taswera zvakanaka mu studio nhasi muna Dhuve Dhuve. Gilbert Makopa and watching you live from Nelspruit in South Africa. Same Eagle ari kuti tiri kuno ku Johannesburg ku Cosmos City. Sekutaura kwaita Gibbs Dhuve takamirira pana pa kuti tinge tiri kuita hurukuro neve ZANU-PF uyezve neve MDC inotungamirwa na Nelson Chamisa tichinzwa pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvaitika izvi. Sam Eagle, and I'm watching you from Joburg. Morton Moto, and Maswera Seko Tetemavi, I'm watching you from Midrand. Kuno, Kujohannesburg, Bezari Gwekwere, And I'm watching you from Pretoria, Linus Madzura. And how are you today, Mavi? I'm watching you from Cape Town, ku South Africa. Kana mchida uti mpinde mchirongwa, idhae manyora namba zenyu. Maka isafa kare ma code namba zenyu, kutitigo kufonera I Gibbs.
Yes, so the European Union says Zimbabwe is going through a multifaceted, prolonged and deep crisis.
Mm.
And says the transition in Zimbabwe nevertheless opened doors for economic and political reforms, which the then newly elected government committed to implement. So it then says the European Union remains ready to support these policies as underlined in the Council conclusions adopted on 22 January 2018. Then seizing opportunities for real transformation would facilitate steps towards deeper re-engagement of the EU based on mutual commitments and shared values in line with the 2030 agenda and focused on human rights, democracy, governance, and rule of law. Then it says, I think this is very important,
mm-hmm.
quote, the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deterioration, deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So there you are. I think I'll repeat that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So but to Kenya Zani as Zimbabwe, one was a lingue. So but yinking a lapa movie as good space set democracy
mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe as clearly space set democracy as Zimbabwe Siluchan Gakul. Kuzo boya lobu kotagali, but kwele kunyo mangalisayo, kwele Zimbabwe. So, kwenzi kutabantu wa kata nyezwe, njalo umnoto, unatutuwe nge mfanelo. So, mzo kutuwe silomuntu lapa, singapa silomani kwenye. Wati suma mgele, umtose kwenye. Sakubwane kwenye kunjani?
Kwenye mnumte wana kunjani.
Zia pila mfuwe, nkuma lobani?
Nkuma lo masugu na penka vasi.
Ye, masugu ya pila inbao?
Ya pila mnumte wana kunjani ya.
Haisi ya pila kakulu, sizo kutuake EU iti kuona ge ama sanctions lawa ha impozwa ku Zimbabwe Defense Industries aloke ekona. Baba sebevalisa ge Operance Shiri, kuzobuya ge OVP Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya njalo lo Mrs. Grace Mugabe kanye lo Moi Robert Mugabe. Bati kuonapo ge kanya laba baku suspended sanctions. So koto abaphumele egcekeni ukuthi sebawa lift lama sanctions lawa kulaba ge abani. So ke wena ubona njani ngakho kono kono?
Mina ubona kwami lapho ethi ibizeleli ukuthi nje kwesinye isikhathi ngathi kubona ngezinye izinto. But I've seen ukuthi these people abakhulunywa ngabo laba abantu laba, they need a decisive decision engani iletha ukuthi abantu abayenza khonokho kube le time frame.
Mm-hmm.
We have been in these countries for long. Abantu laba they've held that expansion for almost 20 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
And nothing has changed. As one can, this is how we say Abantu when another, about nearly 100, they want to have that number.
But
Abantu laba, as a child of the city, we lose. So I want to have benefiting out of this. I don't support them in any way. But they are benefiting much out of these sanctions. So they are not even feeling anything. They have made a decision. So, I was fully connected about the European Union. Bona ukuthi kade vele lapho esingancedana nabo abantu laba basincede nabo ngoba you know abantu laba kathesi kusasa babulela abantu kuma-elections babulela abantu kuma-strike uyabona ukuthi kwenza kwabo vele they don't want to get out of these sanctions ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi bangaba out of these sanctions bangene kwe-commonwealth and everything Kesiya kuma meeting they will not be asked. They have a full meeting of pending. But as long as they are out of this thing, that's why we look at Canada and the Americans. We are not in your in Commonwealth. They send the same thing for the next 30 or 4 years. So I feel like we can have a talk on an European Union and meet them, those budget. Lift all these sanctions. They monitor these people. Katasisi alamba, ngobabo, nabaya sita. They are diamonds, they are mines, they are no checks and balances in everything. They didn't stand. Oh, when you stand, you know, you have to go to the forest, come in, constantly, you have to go to the forest. No, they are no checks and balances. But the, why we haven't seen what is because of sanctions. But what they are free to eat. Mugabe has been one of the richest persons out of these sanctions.
So I want to be very fascinated. Siyakuzwa baba Masuku ungathina kusasa uphenduke phela kuprogram ezilandelayo.
Ngiyabonga lanti belimvumela umasebenzisana umuntu owazimeleli kulindi ukuthi nami ngike ngikhulume sibili hhayi zisizabasiphro amasansi sibabone laba bantu ukuthi basibulala kuphi.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu siyabonga kakhulu ungathina kusasa.
Ngiyabonga.
So that is Mr. Masuku, he is in the Midlands. He says the best solution here is to lift these sanctions and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, he presumes that these people want the sanctions to be always there so that they do anything that they want. So he says, please, the EU and others should lift these sanctions and then we navigate from there.
Very interesting take, but I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
I want to talk to you about the Murugupi, Tiriwadi.
We've reached Mararam, Zimbabwe.
Ai wata ratings wemurukunzwa nyaya yezvirango izvi. Munoona sei?
Aiwa, pane zvirango zvekupfumira. Ine handisi kuona chaiwo chokuchema maZimbabwe zvino. Nokuti pa ishe zvirango zvekupfumizi, ikunzi Zimbabwe defense industry. Inova inoona nezvombo. Izvi hazvina hondo yacho kuda ito. Saka ipapo tinochema chi. Tobva ipapo, toenda pa ishu pa nyaya yes, I can see what you want Inya, you could call a good girl, Devan, Quakapoti, Jonathan, is it? He was even in the Pachena. You know what he said? But the time of the day is in the Pachena. You know,
Saka dai mai wana mukana wokutaura ne masangano akadai sana iwi waya panyaya iyo imaiti chi.
Ndeita kuti ambe makadzanya. Kusvika zvanaka kuti tiite isusu tidedze bunge remutemo ngatidzere muzvido zvevanhu kunyanya. Ndiko kuti iutrege kana zvakadai so aiwa isati kuona zvatikundira nekuti masanctions kuwapo kwawo kana fanaka kwawo vanhu vangoraiwa hazvinei izvi zvekuuya kuvanhu munyika. Nyekutapia muri anoenda itedza makakashaika ama kuve mangana shaika haana kana stress vopiwa masanctions dzimoto kuti hanzi no munhu ngaawanike imiri moto hanzi no hatiri izvozvo.
Kudai mai wana mukana wokutaura nehurumende maiti chii nezvavari kunzi ne European Union vagadzirisa?
ndaiti ngatedzere zvekutaura neeuropean union nerezvekutaura neeuropean union haisi kutaura zvazvemutoro wayo ikutaura zvebumbiro remutemo remuzimbabwe rakasarudzwa nevana vemuzimbabwe kuti teedzerai bumbiro remutemo saka ivo chikwana chatedzerebumbiro remutemo chii ngavatedzere bumbiro remutemo vanhu vasanyenzerana pari kwee
aiwa tinotenda chaizvozvo hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka Okay. Gibbs, our caller there is actually saying he feels the sanctions should stay on and Zimbabwe needs to just reform. They need to look at what reforms the European Union are asking them to do and then fulfill those reforms and everything should be okay.
Yes, and here's what the EU further says. The EU calls on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population. Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice, and the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition, an inclusive national dialogue is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe. Now I'm told we've got support on the line. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, Gunjan Foyt.
Hai nyapira baba.
Ye nkulumo lo bani.
Eh lo landani ndlovu.
Ye ndlovini injani impilo yakho?
Hai yanyenga.
Ye nanku ke ama sanctions lawa esikhuluma ngawo. Kukhanya ngazani European Union ithi iZimbabwe defense industries kuyamele ihlale ingaphansi kwezijezo lezi. Njalo kuzobuya ke o VP Constantino Chiwenga kuzobuya ke ami commander uValerius Banda njalo lonkosikazi Grace Mgabe bakuloko kuthiwa yi suspended sanctions so wena ngokwakho uzwe ukuthi bajoni konapho
na engubona abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi balobuthongo bangaboni engani bona bafakelwe ngamazwi ama sanctions bona abantu bezimbabwe yibo abazifakela ama sanctions ikakhulu yona laba abantu abasezihlaleni eziphezulu ama minister ngoba akwenza ukuthi kunje lami kathese emasini khwapa ngiyalima ngathiwa amawule ngihambe se-DMP sele ngithathela bethi ngithele ukuthi indaba ngilimile ngivele khonapho ngithela engazange wancedisa ngalutho so akula ma-sanction akhona afakwe ngabantu bangaphandle abantu bakithi lapha yibo abafaka ama-sanction ngoba ngiya bezoncediswa bafuna ukudla kubona okuningi bedlele ezikhwaneni zakho lwabe umuntu oncedisayo olemethriliyeni ozayabhada izisele ezethingasatholanga lutho akula ma-sanction abafakeleyo laba bantu
so lapha utsho ukuthi vele abantu yibo abafakelwa ama-sanction ngurhulumente
ye abantu bafaka ama-sanction ngurhulumente ngikhuluma kanje yona lo nyaka esiphuma ku-2019 sesilamabele sahambe se-game b imazakhwa zafakwa emafoni zabo yasho zingasancedisi ngalutho for kuthekiswe kwathekisa izinto ezingakhanyi ukuthi kuyini sasiyivela nje imali zethu mahara sakhanyi kapho abasitheka le mali yomthelo futhi
singathi awubazweli sibili
hayi zohulumende yaloo khona kaphume kaphume yikho kuzayenza ukuthi ilizwe lelibidikani ngoba nxa umuntu ezakuyezosincedisa la sizakwazi ukuthi thina njengabantu abancediswayo sizuze khonokho okulingeneyo kuyokuthi sihle sibukane nalo muntu onekhampani ezoncedisa la phela lapho into eyenzakalayo ngathi siyabancedisa abantu bokuhlala entanyeni bathi bakubulale rantu uyaphuma lani wena osebenza
kuzima mfowethu uthe sibongo mbali undlovu
ye
siyakuzwa kakhulu ngabo segogwe
hayi selupane yakho elupane east
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile phose lokugcina ndlovini
hayi siyabonga madoda hayi uhulumende lo khona shuwa siyacela akakazinika amakhwapha abone since 1980 lokhu ebulala ilizwe siyaphambili ngazi lethi bayatshintsha lapha kufanele ukuthi umuntu akhuphe ulutho efrigini afake ku-cooler box ayike ime kancane izanipiyofu ilizwe lizavuka madoda
hayi kuyazwakala siyabonga kakhulu ungathelela kusasa baba Ndlovu Yeah, so according to Mr. Ndlovu in Lupane, he says people have sanctions imposed on them by the government. He says, for example, you know, the government raided their granaries and took the maize to GMP. That is some years ago, maybe about a year or so ago. And he says they never got anything out of that. So he says they've been trying to get something, but they can't. So he says the government must go simple and it doesn't feel pity for those people with sanctions imposed on them.
Very interesting indeed. Purity Goko, I'm watching you from Durban in South Africa. Kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa vamwe vemuhurumende nesangano reEuropean Union. Taona nhasi European Union ichizivisa iyo kuti yaisa pasuspension vamwe vanhu vana, asi kambani yeZimbabwe Defence Industry icharamba iri pazvirango izvozvi. Ndisekuti pane zvakawanda zvakaitika munguva iyo pakaita sarudzo uyezve tikaona vanhu vachiurayiwa. Vari kuti ivo European Union dai hurumende yaedza kugadzirisa zvakawanda munyika sei zvakataurwa neMotlanthe Commission kuti vagadzirise. Ashley Masango asks kuti that's a wrong move from the European Union to remove sanctions to some of the ministers. Instead, they must be sanctioned more for the brutality of innocent people, and sanctions must be removed the day ZANU-PF is removed from power. When you remove sanctions to those heartless thugs, it's like you're giving them more authority and power to resume dictating the ordinary citizens. Hanzi ndiri kuno ku South Africa. Taso tapfuma magasa. Hanzi ndiri kukuona ndiri kuno ku Uzumba, kuZumbu, ku Mozambique. Ndinonzi Taso Magaso. Ashley Masango, Hanzi, I'm in Hadesprit, South Africa. I want to share some important information on why the EU were not supposed to remove the sanctions. The Ashley, we had a phone number. Ashley, kana mukakwanisa kuisa code number yenyu, isai code number yenyu, because tunigori ne number, asati sikuzoti murukupi. Kennedy Zitsato, makadi iko team VOA, I'm watching you live from Harare, Gibbs.
Yeah, unjalo, nizokutuwa sile kola, ito wene. Kola, unjani?
Dawe.
Yebo kola, unjani?
Magadi ni.
Makadi yenyu, kola, makadi yenyu.
Magadini madam.
Tiri wadi wada meno. Tiri wada nani uye shumurikupi?
Tiri ndiri kuna kubotswana kwa Francis Town.
Kwa kadi kubotswana?
Kuna kuregistere.
Tipe upu mkwa zini?
Kuma na sangi shenzi nga zire kukubiswa hii.
Tawarai zini?
Kukubiswa dugozi. Tukutuwa ganzira kuti. Sangi shenzi zakambo izirwe hii. Zakambo itirwe hii sangi shenzi. Kana tikatsvaga reason kana kuti munhu akarwara ka tikatsvaga the cause ye disease munhu haangaponi, hapana munhu anopona. Asi mukatsvaga kuti munhu charwadzisa munhu chii, morapa chirwere pachabva then timarapa munhu. Saka tikataura nesankisheni kuti dzabviswa tisingazivi kuti dzakamboisirwei sankisheni idzodzo then hapane zvataita, tofanira kuziva kuti dzakaisirwei.
Saka sema onyoro yenyu imi dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nemasangano akadai sana European Union maitiji.
Ndaikota kuti sungai spirit. Totorai vamwe wacho muise futi ipapo munamire. Hazvibatsiri kuti kuna vamwe vanhu vari kushaikwa, kuna vanhu vari kuurayiwa, kuna vanhu vari kufa nenzara, because munhu vanhu vashoma shoma. Hazvibatsiri.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu.
Sankisheni dzika, hatisi kuti isankisheni dze. The economic. You know, the personal is sanctioned. It's not the economic sanction. The personal sanction. The one who has to move in, who end up overseas. So I don't want to go overseas. Go it day. We need to go away. Kuda go and be able to stop and quarter as in Mutimbo and Army Zimbabwe. Musina madokta, musina mushonga. Iwo enda kuoperatiwa nemushonga. Vanawa wari kuoverseas. Wari kurapiwa. Wari kufunda zvakanaka. Wedo wasingafundi. Zvino batsire izvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda hanzvadzi, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Ndizvozvo maiyo.
Bye-bye. Gibbs, the caller there is actually saying these sanctions should be intensified because he says a lot of people are not getting treatment in Zimbabwe. They have to, you know, but he feels that they are not really affecting Zimbabwe, the sanctions, but individuals. So he wishes that actually the list could be extended.
Yes, yauza kakule ke vakhuluma abantu lapha sibona ukuthi bathini ku Facebook yesindebele wothe nzama ukuthi mvule ke i Facebook page yethu sibale ukuthi abantu bathini. Oh, ngizokuthiwa ke silo Mashangana cingweni kuqala wothe sithatha Mashangana. Mashangana kunjani?
Ah, nyaphila.
Kunjani eGoli mfowethu?
Hayi, doing good right.
Ungathini ngodaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje?
Mina ama sanctions kuti basuse ngibona kulungile ukuthi basuse because akusizi kufana nokuthi ungaba yena athi hayi la endlini singapheki or yena maye ma-grocery uyadla mabuya la athi hayi asisitrikeni singapheki la endlini kungadliwi yena but makufana nokuthi bona bahamba boyona ngaphandle zonke izinto zabo zika ngaphandle zisintezela abantu sebangazi kuthi ifunda emakhaya ukhuluma ngemasantshe abayazi le nto le kuthi isebenza njani ukuthi ngibenefit abani ngibona abuyelwa kungiyo le nto le manje mina ngibona ukuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi asisibona ukuthi kungayenzekani because if ungahamba uyele emakhaya sebebi ubuze abantu ukuthi le nto ihamba njani abayizwisisi
kodwa wena ngokubona kwakho ubona ngama-sanctions lawa abantu kubaphatha njani khonokho
abazi but abantu bahlupheka kakhulu manje laba bahluphekako ngibantu labasemakhayeni le underground because ma uye esibhedlela akunamuthi bazokubhalela incwadi bathi hamba uye Kenneth manje kungaba ngcono ukuthi sibone ukuthi ma sukile amasangeni yini le into le izohamba kani
so lapha wena usuggest ukuthi kumele kwenziweni manje
amasangena asidiwe sibone ukuthi kuzenzekani because ithi sithi amasangeni abantu bayenza kufana neviva zana bathi viva lemasangeni mina ngiboni into le isizako because abantu bahlupheka more bona mabagula kukudla kwabo kuphuma ngaphandle mabagula bayaphandle mina nifana nithi hayi fambeli nemasangeni hawa angiboni ukuthi into le i-right mina angiboni
hayi so wena uthi izijezo lezi azihlale zikhona
amasangeni abakhipha angasafuneki because angisizi because labantu lasithi siyabathageta bona bahamba yonke lezi ibhamu lezi bayozithola namathega koke baze nazo bazohlukumeza abantu nanithi hayi thina amasangeni jafu angiboni ukuthi asiza la masangeni
ya okay nokuyazwakala sibongile kakhulu mahlongane
angingakaqedi ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesihlangano abanye abantu bathi ngidume ngesihlangano lawa ngilalelanga
ikhuluma ngamafishani ye
n'wina vanhu va ka hina ve machangana masangeni a susiwe mhaka ku a nga pfuni nchumu hi mhaka ku na loko a karata hina vanhu hina swisiwana yi nga phuwa hina a hi karataka va ka endleni ku masangeni a suka mhaka a swipfuni nchumu vona va fulayva va khandziya tisiwa majini va kamba va yani va fika va tshungula va tlhela va vuya va kuma medication ya kahle hina ka hi hlupheka apa ni ri ku tela kuti masangeni nga visiwe kuti ana visiwa masangeni kugona kuti tione kuti yiita here inga gona kufambira mberi nekuti hazibetseri nekuti vanhu vatinotinoitira masangeni kana vakarwara vanoenda ikoko vondoratiwa vouya nezvinhu zvakanaka nemafoni akabuda manyuwani hatini muchiremba mutinoda masangeni zvinoreva kuti ha misoro yedu vanhu hainzwisisi nekuti hazibetseri vayadiva ndimini vatu vose ndirombera uri masangeni abve ngauri hazitisiiti ngauri vatu vatamburaundi vatitinzi vasadzekena chiita ava vahurwani vote vawana zvote hezvi vavanamira mabhuku vahange vawana zvitu zvote vavuya inichikotyangu
ratiaiiiyabonga kakhulu
mashongane havapeni
siyabonga kakhulu mashongane so that is Mr. Mashongane is in South Africa. You know, he loves speaking his own language.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Chiredzi.
Interesting.
So, and he says, you know, sanctions must be lifted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that we are joined by one of our guests, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the spokesperson for the MDC president. Dr. Sibanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Thank you so much. So tell us, what are your thoughts about these targeted sanctions, the action by the EU today?
Look, I think that what is important is for us to realize that Zimbabweans have an everyday sanction in the form of poor leadership provided by, or incapable leadership provided by both Mnangagwa and Zanu-PF. And I think that that's a heavy sanction that Zimbabweans are faced with every day. The sanction of corruption, as you know, Zimbabwe is losing, as it were, Zimbabwe lost $11 billion to the corruption around Command Agriculture. Zimbabwe also lost $3 billion to unknown destinations. I think they say it is something to do with oil. And Zimbabwe has lost another $2.9 billion to just in the last 3 years alone. So you're talking about over 15 billion being lost to ZANU-PF and Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership. So that's a serious challenge, and we've got to be clear about that. That it's a form of sanction that we do not deserve as Zimbabweans, and that this is a form of sanction that we have control over, and we should not be having such huge losses. We cannot assume that we have control over what other people decide to do or who they want to elect with and in what terms. I think that if you want to play a game with somebody else, you've got to accept that they've got their own terms of reference, and you've got to by those rules. At the moment, I think clearly ZANU-PF has put through a lot of suffering.
Sicela ubambe konapho ke sithathe ubaba Joseph Chuma uyebandla leZANU-PF. Baba Chuma, utshona njani?
Ngiyithemile, utshona njani baba?
Hayi, sikahle kakhulu baba Chuma. So, we are seeing that the EU is talking about sanctions, saying Zimbabwe defense industries remains on the sanctions list. And then they actually said on the suspended list are people like the Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, and then the Army Commander Valerie Spanda, and Mrs. Grace Mugabe. So now it seems as if they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions on these three. You know, so how do you take it as ZANU-PF and yourself as a politician?
Well, I'll talk about myself as a politician. Really, I would not want to talk on behalf of ZANU-PF because I'm not the spokesperson of the party.
Yes.
But what I can see definitely is a sowing of an improvement, so to say, by EU to Zimbabwe. Because you must remember that EU, in first place, came into this game, being influenced by Britain. So the Brexit issue, I think, has also helped a lot of this whole gameplay. They are beginning to see the light now because they are no longer seeing it through the eyes of Britain, but now they are seeing it on their own. So already, this is a massive step, and I'm so hopeful, and I hope that they will continue engaging in that direction to a point whereby they will end up lifting all the sanctions, whether on a company or an individual or a system. Then that way we can engage each other and start working with that kind of relationship. It becomes better for everyone. It was a war that we had with Britain because of the land reform, obviously. We all know the story behind it. And so EU had no real story behind putting us under sanctions at all. So now because Britain was their ally, at that point in time, they had to do that. But now because they divorced, now we are seeing those results. We are seeing EU now being more rational, more positive, and taking those steps. So I wasn't going to expect them to really, overnight, just cancel everything and we come back to page one. That was going to be almost impossible. But that kind of step alone, to say now they've removed about four people in their list, that's the Vice President, the Army Commander, Minister Siri, and the former First Lady Grace Mugabe. It's a good step already. It's a positive way of going forward.
So indications are that maybe they are on the suspended sanctions list and not having lifted them, the sanctions. It's a bit complicated, you know, the wording of it. So they are saying they are on the suspended list. So okay, Baba Chuma, ngasikhangela kusiya kuyo phambili sibili. Kumele ijalo ukuthi izijeziso lezi kumele zesulwe zonke. Kodwa kutshengiseli phela ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzakale khonokho.
Angazi ukuthi uyabusitshela ukuthi akutshengisele ubana ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzeke khonokho ngoba singakhangela from the time kusiba le new dispensation under ubaba uMnangagwa. We have tried to be as engaging as possible. We have tried to do everything the right way. But you see now, while we are doing that, Silabantu, who like to play with figures, like now what I was hearing from my brother here, Unkululeko,
talking about the 11 billion, 3 billion, 2.9 billion, and stuff like that, playing around with figures and throwing them to society and causing that pandemonium without V11. They're so famous now of wanting to say things that cannot be substantiated at all by anything like proper figures. So it's always going to be just like what our former president, the late Comrade Mugabe, did when he spoke about that 15 billion being stolen from the diamond industry. Yet we all know anybody who's sane enough to research and have proper information will know that the world over, the diamond industry doesn't even realize that kind of money. So how could tiny Zimbabwe and then have that kind of money disappearing within its coffer under the diamond scheme? It is impossible. But because people don't want to risk, they'll then buy that story and run all the way to the shops with that kind of story and with those kind of figures. It becomes unfair. That's the kind of recipe that does not build a country at all. Some people actually behave as if they don't even care about Zimbabwe at all. They don't care. They want to see it go down and collapse totally. But that is the only country that you have. When you go out to Britain, you become a foreigner. When you go out to Botswana here next door or something, you become a foreigner. You are only a citizen here in this country, Zimbabwe. And therefore, at times, let's remove that political cap and wear a cap of saying, first and foremost, before I am anything, before I am MPP or ZANU-PF, I am Zimbabwe. And whatever I am going to do must propel the goodness of Zimbabwe and make it conducive for my children and their children. That's how we should think, actually.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Baba Chuma. Marvelous.
Aha, regai chimboenda kuna vasibanda. Vasibanda maona zvabva ku sangano re European Union. Munotambira sei imi se MDC?
Hello.
Hello, ya tatu kufunza kuti maona zvaturwa ne European Union nasi imi se MDC munotambira sei izvi?
Munokunzwa?
Tikukunzwa itaura henyu.
Uye kana zani chida kuti ijigidzane nevamwe vanhu ngaitambewo ichishandisa marules anenge atarwa nevamwe ivavo kana chida kutamba navo kwete kungoramba vachiita kunga look, there is nothing special about ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF should not act as if they are special. Nyika inofamba nenyaya yekuti tinofunga sei techiita zvinhu zvedu zvakanaka here. Saka tinoziva kuti ZANU-PF haisikuita izvozvo iri kukuvadza nyika. Pane vanga vachitaura kuti hanzi tiri kutatirawo mafigures. Mafigures andakupai 2.5 ne 3 billion ne 11 billion mafigures ari mupublic. People should read vasati vaita macomments. These are figures ne public accounts committee nocheiwa navabiti.
Vachuma munogona kupindurawo nezviri kutaurwa navasibanda. Vachuma?
Kana tinovaka Zimbabwe ngativakei muzvokwadi, kwete kuivaka nekuda kungoramba tichingopenda a very bleak and gloomy picture of Zimbabwe. Mafigures akutaura vasakanganika mukoma wangu ngule kuti neniwo ndaimbove nhengo yeparliament and tinoziva zvinhu zvacho kuti zvofamba sei. Mafigures ese ava kutaura aya ndosandati nini let's substantiate them. Uchaona kuti hapana zvatinobuda nazvo ipapo zvimwe zvinhu kunge tatora zvinhu zvisazvaita conclusive ending of investigation through my audit and stuff like that, but zvichitobva tamhanya because isusu zvatoda chete is any negativity that we get whether from parliament whether from where. Tikangobva tii tinenge hatina kufamba zvakanaka ndotatora mhanya nacho chitereki tosiya zvakanaka zvacho zvichavaka Zimbabwe zvichaita kuti Zimbabwe inake. Hungu vanhu vari kutambura tinoziva chaizvo izvozvo, and hapana munhu anoda kuti vanhu vatambure because kutambura kwevanhu hakunei nemisangano yedu yatinayo iyo vanhu vemutusi
ndovakutambira voga kana kuti vanezvape ndovakagarika voga hapana zvakadaro vanhu vese vari kutambira zvinongofanana whether the under 17 kana kuti NPC saka kana munhu ari mutungamiri anoziva zvaari kuita hafanigwe kutomboshuvira kuti vanhu vatambure because ndo zvinodzodza kuti at the end of the day toita cause polarization for nothing. So in what I'm saying is that we want to build, we want to make sure if ever there's anybody who's being corrupt, let's bring proper information, let's bring proper evidence so that they are prosecuted. You see, because my court understand that with the system of evidence. Kind of evidence is it? Copy in Ostia Moon. That's not what we experienced last week. Pakabira wa honorable job sikala. And if you don't know that, copy in Ostia Moon. As long as my is a padare ne evidence. Yako yakakwa. Unobuda. If I'm not going to have evidence, I'm not going to have a better eye. When I'm going to have a court, what would I have to do? Court, I may know. But kana usina kutevera kutizira masheks acho nema evidence mafigures acho zvakakwana vanosiyiwa vanhu aya then chatagona hapane.
Aiwari batenyi makadaro. I understand we have callers Gibbs.
What is that to call ukala situmbani caller kunjani kuna vecimweni halo caller zakubona icingweni kona ngumbani khuluma laye.
Unyono kuna la tiwe unjana ngemtembo.
Ngiyaphila nyoni, ungaphikho lapho nyoni.
La the South Africa la pena lapha. Ingathathi isikhathi, dube isikhathi sambili.
Yey, phosela khona.
Ngicela utshelo, ngicela utshelo maro ebevazi ukuthi mayekhuluma nge-negative, ethi negative, yini positive abayenzayo. Beyizani ukuhlumela yipi? Ngoba mawufuna into e-right. Kufuze wenze into e-right. La thethi nje nangithi utshuma uhappy today ngoba nje yamarizalti aphume ku-EU law abaseva izanu ngoba nje babekele imigoqhuthu benze lokhu ngalokhu abazange bekwenze lokhu namhlanje sebesufiwe nabasufiweyo bengenzanga next abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka kunokuhlukuluza kwabantu uthuma uyakwazi enja engumuntu omdala kodwa now he chooses to be praised singer owezanu kule qiniso iqiniso ithuma kalikhulumi uthi unkululeko sabo ukhuluma amafigazi yes amafigazi ayabambeka badla imali amafigazi akhona ngathethi nje ingafuna uqeda isikhathi nje ngathethi sathi sekhaya kule ndlala I'm one of those people abathwala umuvu usezimbabwe I'm surprised ngathethi ekhaya ukuthi athethi abantu ekhaya ezimbabwe bayalamba ushiwa kodwa if you look at ama-number of tax that are killing umuvu usesouth africa usezimbabwe every daily basis uyazi la nyanga kuthiwa it's like a one and a driver kuthiwa but it's first time ama-truck are getting ezimbabwe not paying 100 a day kodwa people are not getting anything. That's clear corruption in the last two blown up and who are in a place in the corner. Also, my Kudu Miloko, that saying is about the sprays, is not a Kudu, Akuza, Amazi. I said, Louis, saying, you never take you over the steering, a dancer from Nanga. Louis, Sami is a two man, Louis. I will let Kondi for that to come out of this Amaz, Amazama foreigner, Amazi. Mina is like foreigner, is like this is bad. Wamanga, I'm free. Niyasuthanyaza ekhaya yiforeign azezothuma
yephozeluqinisithuma
umuntu omdala khula iqiniso elizona kini abantu bakuhloniphi akuna ukuthi wena logawulele khuluma amanga likhuluma abantu bezimbabwe bafundile lumva wanokhuluma la usibanda lo khuluma aphoyini khuluma asigazi esiwazisa ulathi wona lokho ukhuluma nje upraise nje kunakadwa no do something yethi le 2 years loku libusa do something abantu bezi.
Yes, we are cool. Yeah, so Mr. Nyoni has got a lot of questions, you know, targeted at Mr. Chuma, and one of them is, what are the positive things that ZANU-PF has done to show that they are really prepared to rule Zimbabwe in a way that is wanted by almost all people in the world, you know? Mm-hmm. So he says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. For example, he says hundreds and hundreds of trucks are crossing the border into Zimbabwe from South Africa carrying maize.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, where is that maize going to? Somebody may be doing something with it. So we'll go back to Mr. Chuma. But in the meantime, Sibuye, kumbe kule kola, sikazi tati kola. Ye, kule kule wabani, kote sato wabani kala. Wabani kunjani? Wabani, sabona?
Hello, kola. Hello kola. Tiri nani ma tukisora nani uye zvemuri kupi? taurai tinswi
ya ndiya kuti ndizvo kuti
Fone yenyu manje haisikunzwika zvakanaka mhenu hatisi kunyatsokunzwana naipapo. We had a caller there. I think he wanted to say something, but the line is very, very bad. So
yeah.
I think let me just read. There was a comment here, a very interesting one, on the VOA Facebook page. Purity Goku, I'm watching you from South Africa, but trust Chipangans, a bad carpenter always blames his tools. If a manager fails to run a company, he or she will blame the workers of stealing. And as Yokuitwa calls Zimbabwe, all people on top of the government must. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go to Dr. Spanda. Dr. Spanda, in a nutshell, Dr. Spanda, are you still there? So I'm told he has dropped the line. So let's go back to Babu Chuma. Baba Chuma, uzwile lapho wabekhuluma. Akumphendule ngamafutshane Baba Chuma.
Right. Ubaba ukhulume kunesibili. What he's saying is exactly what government is trying to do. Government has said, okay, let's go out of our way and make sure that because we have experienced drought, let's import as much maize as we can so that people don't go hungry. And when government has done that, it has done its utmost duty to try and bridge that gap of the drought season and the rain season that we're supposed to be experiencing now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're bringing the maize, and that maize is then delivered not to ZANU-PF, but delivered to GMB, which then sell to millers. And those millers are not ZANU-PF, by the way. They are people, individual business people, who then now, some of them are diverting that maize, they're diverting the milling mill into the black market, something that we see and experience every day. So it does not mean that government has not done its part. But government has done its part. But then it's also one no numbu head, Taku Vumila is looking one, Umemun, or to a bag, Tawi Gravan, or can go blame my team, you could put a team of Zambia, because of Ranu money now, Russia, it's no longer government, it's no longer ZANU-PF, it's no individuals who are not the worry, you know, criminality, Uloya, I don't know what I'm saying. And then we as citizens also watch them doing that, and we do nothing about it, because like I said before, we can take them to court, but as long as there is no concrete evidence, they will come out court free. They've got the money. They are making the money in the black market there. So
why don't you guys?
The ones who go in and defend them in court, and then they come out court free. What do we do?
Why don't you guys in ZANU-PF blow the whistle? Like what the other fellow Senengamu did with others. Why don't you identify them and say 1, 2, 3, 4? Because the moment that happens, people are punished in ZANU-PF. So how do you think they can be, you know, identified? That's a problem, Papa Chum.
No, what I'm saying, my brother, it's not about ZANU-PF. It's about everybody, all citizens that are involved. I'm talking of the Zambia, which means that there are people at the border that work at the border that allow those things to happen and cross and go by. And I'm talking of the black market where I go as an individual and go and buy millennial a good black market instead of demanding and even doing citizen arrest to say, where did you find people or you can say, putting a motor system a market in hand. Go to Impopula, you take a part of the shop, go okay, go to the OTM, we have a shop in there. So we are allowing that on our own as a people. We should, it's not about ZANU-PF, my brother. It's about us, all of us. We should be involved in this whole fight for,
yes, to end
it. In corruption cases, it always takes two or more. It will never be one person. So once you become the second person and you are quiet about it, what can we do? ZANU-PF is just an organization. Government is an institution. But we, the people that are supposed to be living day-to-day lives within this community, are the people that are supposed to police each other and say, no, this is wrong. Because when I'm not
going
to keep in shop, we're not happy. that should be our responsibility as the people, as citizens. Then we want these things are going to be won by standing up and rising up and saying, no, we will not watch and see.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chuma. Besilo baba ecingweni ubabundebele kodwa isikhathi sekho. Baba Ndebele nxa ungizwa siyakufaka kuhlelo kwesikhathi esibuyayo. Usixolele namhlanje hayi isikhathi asivumanga kodwa siyakufaka sibili ku program yethu yena lay a live talk. Sorry we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. MTC presidential spokesperson Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda and ZANU PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma. We also thank our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying, let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei. You have a very good evening.